This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
To another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith. That opening tune was one called Kentucky Romp and was written specially for the occasion when the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band visited Owensboro in Kentucky to participate in the River of Music Party, the Romp Festival as it's called. We were one of the international bands invited in 2008, and that instrumental seemed to have the name Kentucky Romp written all over it. And everyone in the band got to play a little bit of a solo there. Myself on banjo, Colleen on fiddle, Alan Rhodes on guitar, a fairly rare guitar solo. Tim Trenwith playing the bass. He's playing the electric bass. When we play it and do it with an acoustic bass, he does a great solo in that too. David Calder on mandolin, and we had a great time at the festival, believe me. Let's kick it off with the Bluegrass Album Band from the California Connection album. It's an old Flat and Scrugg song called 100 Years From Now.
A not be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue, and my heart will have forgotten that you broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now. Seems like only yesterday you told me you couldn't live without my love somehow. Now that you're with another, it breaks my heart somehow. I won't care 100 years from now, or 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue, and my heart will have forgotten that you broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now. Heart you promised another's kiss you never would allow. Well, that's all in the past, dear. It didn't seem to last. I won't care 100 years from now, or 100 years from now I won't be crying. 100 years from now I won't be blue, and my heart will have forgotten that you broke every vow. I won't care 100 years from now.
Oh, those guys were at the top of their game, weren't they, when they recorded those albums, the Bluegrass Album Band, they were called. That was 1983, and Tony Rice was playing and singing as well as you could possibly imagine. Well, surprisingly, he's on this next track just playing rhythm guitar. It's an album from Jeanette Williams. The album is entitled Thank You for Caring, and she's got a lot of help from a lot of people on this album, but she does a fine job on the lead and does some harmony vocals for herself. Keith Garrett is also doing harmony vocal. Tony Rice is playing the rhythm guitar. Jacob Eller is playing bass. Ronald Inscore is playing the mandolin. Stephen Fraley is playing the fiddle. And it's a lovely song called Dreamer. Jeanette Williams.
Dreamer, keep on dreaming. Never stop believing. Don't give up, no matter what they say. Your heart knows your best. Don't give in to the rest. It won't be the one to lead you astray. Just ain't home. Burning love deep inside, the dream it just won't be denied. Some may laugh while you cry, but they're the ones that let it die. Dreamer, stop running from your heart. Spend your whole life searching. If you can't find some hope along the way, at night a heart so lonely dreams of some one and only. But the morning sun begins a brand new day. Dreamer, stop running from your heart. Just ain't home. Burning love deep inside, the dream it just won't be denied. Some may laugh while you cry, but they're the ones that let it die. Dreamer, stop running from your heart. just ain't home. Burning love deep inside the dream, it just won't be denied. Some may laugh while you cry, but they're the ones that let it die. Dreamer, stop running from your heart.
Jeanette Williams, and what a lovely song. She's got a very relaxed voice. I saw her play in 2013 at one of the IBMA gatherings, and I was very impressed by her band and her presentation, and that's why I have that album. We're going to have an instrumental now from Mike Compton, fine mandolin player. He's been out to Australia a few times. I don't know if he's been to New Zealand, and I've seen him as part of the Mountain Grass Festivals, and also part of the Bluegrass Heartland or Bluegrass Cruises that John Howie used to put on. Mike was a guest on those, and he was a fine guest to have too, and he showed a lot of people a lot of good things about playing mandolin. This is from 2022 recording of Rare and Fine. It's called Uncommon Tunes of Bill Munro, and that's exactly what it is, tunes that were played in live concerts but never recorded by the Bluegrass Boys, tunes just on at workshops where he played a snatch of a tune, and Mike had collected the cassette tape with it on, and just fragments of tunes, and Mike has put them all together, got a great band together to play them, and I've selected one called Orange Blossom Breakdown, and this features Jeremy Stevens on acoustic guitar, Russ Carson on banjo, Mike Bubb on bass, Mike Comden, of course, playing mandolin, and we've got three fiddles in this one: Shad Cobb, Laura Orshaw, and Michael Cleveland. What a lineup. And this is the Orange Blossom Breakdown. That's a very sudden ending, isn't it? That was the Orange Blossom Breakdown by Mike Compton. Wow, that finished real quick and caught me out there a little bit. Some great playing on it. I'm going to play you a track. Leon Morris, Thinking Today of My Home, is the name of the CD. And it's a CD that Leon Morris has put out. He's been playing bluegrass since as long as I've been alive and doing a fine job at it too. He plays guitar and mandolin. He's got a lovely, relaxed voice. He played together with Bill Emerson with the great Buzz Busby in those early days there. But he's obviously kept his playing chops up. I've selected a song from this album called Love and Wealth. That's a Louvin Brothers song. Leon is doing the vocals and the guitar and the mandolin. Wayne Lanham is playing fiddle. Scott Walker is playing banjo and Tom Reeve is playing bass. And it's just a great version of an old sort of country song. And it sounds like this.
Darling, I am all alone in our little cabin home. It's empty, cold, loveless now inside. For your selfish loving vows lasted only one short year. Now you've gone away to be another's bride. You will never pain that I felt the day you left. Should you ever wed again, let me wish you love and well. Silent on the hill, I stand and gaze upon this faded wall, where your picture used to hang in a little golden frame, and a vision of your smile I still recall. You will never that I felt the day you left. Should you ever wed again, let me wish you love and thank you.
those Louvin brothers wrote some great songs, didn't they? They just used different words or different phrasing. There's something about them. They can just about pick their songs, and yet they really work in the country genre. You know, they're just lovely songs. Anyway, let's go to a classic album now. This is the Stanley Brothers, often referred to as King 615, and Stanley Brothers and the Clinch Mountain Boys in 1958 is recorded in September, two sessions, and they got all the tracks on the album. Carter Stanley was playing guitar and doing the vocals. Ralph was playing banjo doing vocals. Ralph Mayo was playing the fiddle. Bill Napier on the mandolin. Al Elliott on the bass. And that was one of the great lineups of the Stanley Brothers. It varied a whole lot, of course. Didn't always keep a band going, but here they are doing a song called Think of What You've Done. So many ingredients of good bluegrass music in there, the structure, the harmonies, the bending of the harmonies, Ralph's banjo. It's interesting to note that with their music, they didn't show off. They just played straightforwardly, and I think that's what I liked about them so much. They're not sort of trying to be over-impressive with their music. They just played the way they play, and that comes across to me, and that is really the heart and soul of the Stanley Brothers. Think of What You've Done, the song was called, and that was 1958. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you music from my shelves of CDs and LPs. No LPs on this show, but I actually have the LP of that last one, but I've also got the CD of it, which is just a little bit easier to use at the studio. Back Porch Bluegrass comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, in case you wondered that my voice sounded a little different for the average bluegrass show. You're right, I've been playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s as a banjo player mostly, and mucking around on the other instruments a little bit too. Just love the music and collected quite a lot of it, and I really enjoy my once a week sitting down and preparing a show for all you fans out there. Back Porch Bluegrass is really just how I like to hear the music. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if you need anything musical, go and see the people at Shearer's Big Store, Anglesey Street in Hamilton, and they have guitars and banjos and fiddles and mandolins and sheet music and straps and picks and plectrums and all the sorts of things that you might need to play music. Great people. Got my famous banjo from them more than 60 years ago, and they still did a great job supporting music in Hamilton. I thank Shearers for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. We kicked off the show with California Connection, the Bluegrass Album Band, and here they are doing a Bill Monroe song, A Letter from My Darling, the Bluegrass Album Band.
I can't answer her letter, for she left me no address. You should know, my little darling, you left my poor heart in distress. I got a letter from my darling, she said she hated to go. I've tried, my little darling, to prove my love is just for you. I got a letter from my darling, she said she hated to go. It broke my heart the word she wrote me. She closed by saying, I love you so. Depart. I got a letter from my darling, she said she hated to go. It broke my heart the word she wrote me. She closed by saying, I love you so.
Oh, a lovely rendition of that song, Letter to My Darling. Well, the next one is a little bit about letters, isn't it? This one, I'm going to play a couple of tracks from the Spinney Brothers album, Living the Dream, came out in 2016. Spinney Brothers from Nova Scotia. I'm just finding out about the band Crooked Stovepipe from Nova Scotia. Clayton Hand from Bombay sent me a link to a lot of their music, and I'm just digging into what they're doing. They've been going like the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band over here, and I'm delighted to do some research into what that band is doing. But these guys also recorded this one in Nova Scotia in the Mastertone Studios, and they have some wonderful music on this. Alan Spinney plays guitar, does most of the lead vocals and the harmonies too. Rick Spinney plays banjo, does lead vocals on one of the tracks that I'm going to play for you, the second one. And Gary Dalrymple plays mandolin, Terry Poirier plays bass, and they've got some special guests. Ron Stewart, who also produced the album, plays fiddle, and Rob Ikes plays some dobro. And I've picked out a couple of tracks here. The first one is one called Pick the Banjo, and this is good advice to everybody. You listen carefully to the words on this, and I think the advice is perfect, and I think I need to learn the song. And then the next one is A Letter to Myself. It was written by Mark Brinkman, and Rick Spinney does the lead on this one. The banjo player does the lead, and it's a really interesting song. I hope you can hear the words and really enjoy the music and the thoughts contained therein. The Spinney Brothers.
Sun ain't shining bright. Pick my banjo, sing a bluegrass song. What if the days get real cold and there's long, lonesome nights? Pick my banjo, sing a bluegrass song. Sing about the mountains and I sing about the cabins and I sing about an old freight train. I sing about the rivers and I sing about the coal mines. I sing about my baby's name. When things just ain't going right, I just go along. Pick my banjo and sing a bluegrass song. Life sends a bad day, things get a little tight. Pick my banjo, sing a bluegrass song. Where do you find peace of mind when some bad folks don't act right? Pick my banjo, sing a bluegrass song. Sing about the mountains and I sing about the cabins and I sing about an old freight train. I sing about the rivers and I sing about the coal mines. I sing about my baby's name. When things just ain't going right, I just go along. Pick my banjo and sing a bluegrass song. Sure, this will help if you're down and need lifting up, but it works for me when I pick and sing. Well, give it a try, and by you might be happy as a speckled pup. Pick on a banjo and see what it will bring. Sing about the mountains and I sing about the cabins and I sing about an old freight train. I sing about the rivers and I sing about the coal mines. I sing about my baby's name. When things just ain't going right, I just go along. Pick my banjo and sing a bluegrass song. Things just ain't going right, I just go along. Pick my banjo and sing a bluegrass song.
If I could write a letter to myself when I was young and mail it back 40 years, tell of things to come. If it could be delivered on the day I turned 16, this is what I'd write if I could tell him anything. I'd say spend more time with Grandpa, he'll be gone in one short year. The things you think are problems just aren't worth the tears. And don't be tricked by the devil, all in the name of fun. when he comes a-calling, just turn around and run. And you won't believe how fast the years go by. So grab on to your dreams and hang on for the ride. Life is for the living, leave nothing on the shelf. That's what I'd write that kid in a letter to myself. Well, listen to your daddy and what he has to say. But I know that you'll tune him out. He'll get up and walk away. There'll come a day you'll long for all those lines you never heard. You would give a fortune to hear him say just one more word. Well, I know you'll cry for Jenny when she breaks up with you. I can spare you all the heartache and the pain she put you through. For you'll meet a lovely lady and you'll take her for your wife. 35 years later, you'll still love her more than mine. And you won't believe how fast the years go by. So grab on to your dreams and hang on for the ride. Life is for the living, leave nothing on the shelf. That's what I'd write that kid in a letter to myself. In a letter to myself.
Well, that's a bit of a tearjerker, isn't it? Some really good comments in that song. Yes, maybe I should have written a letter to myself as well. That was the Spinney Brothers, and I'm glad that you could share enjoyment of their music along with me. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. A few things happening around the Hamilton area and around the Wellington area. This weekend in Wellington, at the Wellington Bluegrass Society, there's a band from Back Porch Bluegrass, which is my monthly jam session, coming down, and we're going to play some music for you. I think you'll enjoy it. Barry Patterson, Keith McMillan, Tom Ingram, myself on banjo, and local host Andrew Bickdell playing bass, and we're going to put on a couple of sessions of some fine bluegrass music for you that I'm sure you'll enjoy. So come along to the Wellington Bluegrass Society in Petone on Saturday night and have a real good listen in to what Back Porch Bluegrass is playing for you. What else? On the Sunday night, there's Christmas in the Park at Raglan, and I'll be playing there with my sons and one grandson. As the Trenwiths, we'll be part of a much bigger program, and we'll look forward to playing to a whole bunch of people gathered out there on the Domain, celebrating the impending Christmas occasion. Of course, there's no Back Porch Bluegrass Jam session over Christmas. The next one will be the third Sunday in January. We've got to have it on the third Sunday because the fourth Sunday is a holiday weekend, and that's got real complications. What else is going to happen? Oh, just all sorts of things going on. Just nice to participate in the neighbourhood things. And talking about Christmas coming up, a couple of Christmases ago, me and my boys Sam and Tim, and together with Keith McMillan, we got to work with visiting American country singer Caroline Jones, who came out to New Zealand and decided she'd like to do some bluegrass music. And we got together in the studios in Auckland and put together a couple of bluegrass songs. Silver Bells was one of them, and that's the one I'm going to play for you now. The best thing about this song is you can go on YouTube and type in Caroline Jones and the Trendwiths and then Silver Bells, and you come up with some video of how we made it and the whole song put together. You'll see us in the studio. It was a lot of fun that day. That was the first time we'd worked with her, and we found that we were a pretty good match. There's a whole bunch of videos up on YouTube that you can watch if you're interested. But here's how we did a Christmas song. And as it's December, I think I can finally start playing the odd Christmas song. So here's Caroline Jones and the Trendwiths with Silver Bells.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling. Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, needing smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells.
Serious production, as you can hear. The amazing thing about that recording is we were in the studios in Auckland. We're all mixed through the desk at the studio, Roundhead Studios it was. We all had screens to watch. The recording engineer was in Florida, and he was sitting at his studio in Florida, and all the sound was piped through to him. And the producer, her regular producer, is in New York, and we were on video contact with all of them, and we just had conversations back and forth all the time, and they'd make comments, and we'd do a bit and record, and I've never recorded in such disparate locations before, but they put it all together, and it came out sounding pretty amazing. We were delighted to be part of it, and there's another one that I'll play in a couple of weeks' time. Caroline Jones and the Trenvis. Well, I was talking about our trip down to Wellington, and Barry Patterson's our lead singer for the band. Way back in the 1970s, he played with a great band from Dunedin, right down in the south of New Zealand, called the Bluegrass Expedition. And Barry was a great singer. And here he is doing a Mike Nesmith song from their album Wanted. Her name was Joanne. Sing it, Barry.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. And I saw as she went a most hopeless situation. Oh, Joanne and the man and the times that made them both run. She was only a girl, I knew it well, but still I could not see. Was much stronger than the love she felt for me. But staying with her, my little bit of wisdom broke down her desire like a light through a prism into yellows and blues and a song that I could not have. I had no chance to cry for her, and my only thoughts of her are kind. Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love.
Was Barry Patterson when he was a young man. I'm not sure that he could still sing that high, but he had a great band with him. Reed Hudson on dobro, George Bailey on banjo, Bruce Fergus on bass, Mike Pelvin on mandolin, and Barry sang guitar and did the vocals and that yodeling the whole bit from that great Mike Nesmith song. Hope you enjoyed that. Let's hear Jeanette Williams again from her album Thank You For Caring. Here's a song called That's The Bottom Line.
When we talked on the phone this morning, you asked me to keep an open mind. Said what's in your heart you're not sure of, that you needed a little more time. Well, I want you, I need you, and I love you. You just take all the time you need. Either way it goes, I'm sure you know my love for you will always be in motion. True love everlasting, that's the bottom line. If it's not right and true, we know more about ourselves than anyone, and our hearts will always tell us what to do. When my heart tells me that I love you, for your answer I'll wait patiently. I know how I feel, I know what I feel is real. Disappointing world that we live in. What's called a sure thing ain't worth a dime. We're looking for more than just emotion. True love everlasting, that's the bottom line. We're looking for more than just emotion. True love everlasting, that's the bottom line.
To love everlasting, that's the bottom line. That was Jeanette Williams singing that song. I'd like to say a big hi to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. This show comes on at different times of the day and night. And if you're listening to this, thank you for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. And also the access radio stations in Canada, thank you very much for tuning in whenever you have it programmed and in your neck of the woods. Bluegrass is good any time of the day. In the USA too, there's people tuning into different stations, and I really appreciate that. And of course, the podcasts are getting everywhere, and you can tune in any time of the day to a whole bunch of different ways of getting it as a podcast, even from Free FM. Go to the website and you can get about the last dozen or so shows at least there, and just have a listen. Great to take them on a USB stick with you as you travel along. You can plug it into your car stereo system and just listen to all the old radio shows. Oh, let's get it. Let's listen to a banjo tune from Ralph Stanley. Don't have many Ralph Stanley banjo tunes these days. And this is just real straightforward picking on a tune called Midnight Ramble. Let's hear it. Ralph Stanley picking in the way that only he can pick. We've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. Hope you enjoyed it. Whole bunch of different tunes on there. We'll take it out with one of my favourite bands, High Fidelity from the Hills at Home album. This is a Charlie Munro tune called My Mother's White Rose. Tune in again next week. Bye.
Farm way down in the bluegrass, there's a rose bush that bloomed so dear to me. It was planted by the hand of my dear mother long before she had left this world of grief. By her gentle hands each day it was cared for, and all of the world seemed bright and fair as she did her daily chores around the home place with the rose of white placed in her glowing hair. Oh, my mother's rose of white, you bloom in springtime, and it seems to tell a story of the past. She has gone to live with Jesus up in heaven, but the white rose of her love will ever last. Years have passed since mother's gone and left us, but her love still lingers here today. When our families shall all be gone to join her, I believe this rose will slowly fade away. Oh, my mother's rose of white shall bloom in springtime, and it seems to tell a story of the past. She has gone to live with Jesus up in heaven, but the white rose of her love will ever last. She has gone to live with Jesus up in heaven, but the white rose of her love will ever last.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.